you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Forgot about this. Even off the air, I haven't brought this up yet, but I just saw an email asking a question or a Facebook message, whatever. Do I owe Craig more money?
Oh,
yeah, you do.
Oh, you went 2 days?
2 days.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
I don't like it. You seem angrier.
I do like it. Yeah. He seems angrier.
Yeah, I got a call
actually
earlier.
I do like it angrier.
I slept better. But I was hoping.
How'd you avoid? I want to know how you avoided alcohol because it's been really nice the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Is that the reason? Because usually when it's nice is when I want to drink because it's so beautiful out. You want to have a glass.
Oh, no.
And of course, when it's nasty out, you want to drink.
No. More when it's nice, though, Craig.
I'll run off somewhere and hit some golf balls.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have a drink
when you get
back.
Go in the backyard and play with the dogs.
But that's where you want to have it. Oh, you're a shut in alcoholic.
Yeah.
I like to be outside drinking.
I am.
But I didn't drink last night either, but that's no best par for the course for me.
And right. What's that?
I don't drink during the week. Although I'm going to have some sushi tonight, so I'm going to drink. How about you? You drinking tonight?
I don't think so.
All right.
Think we'll go all week. Maybe hit it on Friday.
According to a call I got earlier, there are some side pools going on now at people's business. I got a call from a guy who wanted to know what happened because they had a pool going on at work.
So Todd's not drinking.
Yeah.
But you can't expect Todd not to drink on the weekend.
No.
No one's asking that. What's the bet involve?
I don't know. I didn't
ask. Well, you're drinking or you're not drinking.
Maybe it is just when you are going to have another drink.
Oh.
Yeah, whoever picks that day.
I still don't think you'll make it past Thursday.
Yeah. Why I stopped drinking. Yeah. I don't want the speculation. Well, heard he killed a busload of kids.
No.
They're just doing their own side bet about when you start drinking again.
See, once again, not drink is making them angry. Yeah, that was the reason. That escalated really quick.
Yeah.
No, just because your shrink said you're drinking too much. You said, oh,
No,
you asked your shrink you think you're drinking every night.
I came to the shrink and said, listen.
Don't quit completely like Petey, man.
Although
Petey needed to. I know he's listening. Petey needed to quit.
I didn't think I was an alcoholic.
No, you're not.
I didn't think it doesn't have a stranglehold on me.
No, but you shouldn't drink every night.
Right. It's nothing I live for, but then I just reflected a little bit and said, I looked back on about 10 years, and I couldn't come up with too many nights where I didn't take a drink.
Yeah, that was it. You were going long periods of time with every day having a drink.
And I said, well, maybe I should go a night or two every once in a while without a drink.
All right.
So and I figured out, to me, it's,
I owe you four, but but by the way, that double thing is
it's
is
a lot like
the table.
Cigarettes. I don't know if this was the case with you, Craig, when you were smoking cigarettes, but it wasn't so much that I got to get some nicotine infused in my system. It was you're just bored.
Yeah, but it is addictive.
Occasionally,
it's addictive.
Sure, you will default if there's nothing else going on. I'm bored. I'll have a cigarette. And it was kind of a security blanket with me with the alcohol.
Right. Very much.
Yes, very nice. Okay, I'm going to sit down and watch this. And you had the kind of the ritual. You cut the fruit. You muddle up the fruit.
Yeah.
And you put it in the mixer.
Don't stalk. Hey, come on. It's only Wednesday. Don't talk so longingly about it. Make it all week, man. Make it all week.
I'm going to. I intend to.
Because it's double or nothing anyway, so I'm going to get my money back on Friday.
So you need to pick up a new evening hobby is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Like just to counteract the boredom.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Like needlepoint or crocheting or something.
Probably something like that.
Vodka.
That's the way I was leaning.
Model trains, maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
No. Model trains.
Then he'd invite us over to look at them.
No, he wouldn't.
Model trains.
Of course not.
He'd build a nice little city downstairs.
He's painting little dudes.
Paint all the little things by hand. That's therapeutic.
That's a good idea. The dogs won't wreck that.
No.
Right.
And I would invite you over to see him because I know you wouldn't be interested, but I talk about it a lot on the air just to aggravate the piss out of everybody.
Start wearing your little engineer hat into work. Choo-choo.
Oh, that would be hardcore.
Annoying.
Model train. I got a new train coming in today. I'm freaking excited.
Open up.
Check it
but
out.
I'm here actually, comes the train.
He turned around his computer screen and showed me his new train.
It's an exact replica of the Burlington Northern 3450.
His new car's coming in. Look, I got this one. A new car coming.
This one goes from Boston to San Francisco.
A lot of people.
2 days without alcohol.
We're going through what.
You said Friday, so you're not going to drink tonight or Thursday.
Who have gone through
that's tough. I ain't going to make that.
I'm going through, or they email a little support. Say, keep going.
Oh, they're alcoholics, so you're not. Don't fall for that.
No, I think these.
Don't fall for that support on the email.
These same people were not alcoholics.
Okay.
They're not telling me, oh, you know, you should then go to a meeting. I'm not going to any meetings.
No.
That's what I liked about having to talk with my therapist because
she
was
cares.
Up front with, listen, I want to cut down, but I'm not going to quit.
Right.
I'm not here to quit drinking.
No.
I want to give that up completely.
No.
Because I don't think I have to.
I don't think you do either. Because as we found out yesterday, that dollar doubles up to trillions. So it's just not possible to pay Craig.
Keep it going. Yeah. Let it ride.
In National Alcohol Awareness Month, we are celebrating National Couple Appreciation Month. I guess appreciate that you're a couple.
Oh, that was more appreciate having a couple of drinks.
I don't think he's making it until Friday.
Appreciate Double Shot Tuesday.
Double Shot Tuesday.
Some people call it Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, either way.
Some people call it Double Shot Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, so, this is just horrible. I just dug up Couples Appreciation Month. It's telling you if you're in a couple, make sure you appreciate each other. But if you're single, go ahead and appreciate that couples are cute too.
Oh, shut up.
Because that's what you want to, you know.
No.
If you're single.
Happy loving couples making love so easily. Come
don't,
on, man.
Don't hate on people that have somebody.
Yeah. Joe Jackson said it best. They make you sick when you're single. Happy loving couples. Great song. Check it out.
More than four dozen school districts and individual schools in the Denver area are closed due to a threat.
Columbine, 20 years ago.
Posed by an 18-year-old woman who is reportedly infatuated with the Columbine High School mass shooter.
Yeah, this girl's nuts.
And she's armed and dangerous.
Yeah. Great.
And where's she from?
She came in from Miami.
Yeah, she traveled.
How'd they snag her? Somebody finally narc on her?
Well, the 20th anniversary of the shooting is Saturday. Over 500,000 students are staying home today due to this ongoing threat. That's about 60% of the entire student population in the state of Colorado.
Did she proclaim something on social media?
She has expressed an infatuation with the school shooting, traveled from Denver to Miami, reportedly bought a shotgun and ammunition soon after arriving in Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard. She's
red flags.
In Jefferson County, Colorado, which is suburban Denver.
But once again, how'd they find her out? Friends? Family knew she was a freak? Okay. Somebody narked. Good. Good for them.
Or it's on social media and people are looking. Yeah.
There's some great photos on CNN.com today of it's sad, actually. Columbine students from the time, so now they're 38, basically, 37, 38, and standing with people from Parkland and saying they're sorry they haven't stopped it yet. 20 years. Now, there's been shootings before that, but that was the big one.
Right.
Because we don't care.
But I don't know. They spotted this woman in the foothills. They knew she bought a shotgun. They knew she bought some ammo. So she's got eyeballs.
They have her? They pick her up?
No, they're looking for her.
Okay, got it.
They are looking for her. The FAA, the Aviation Administration, says that Boeing's software fix for its 737 MAX airliner is operationally suitable.
No. Nope. I'm telling you, man, my wife won't get on one of those flights now, those particular planes. So I'll have to look around, find out who doesn't fly those. Delta doesn't fly them now, so I'm not going to get on.
But even the ones that do, the amount of flights that they use them for is in the low single digits.
I know, but you still have to look for it to make sure it's not a max. You're right. There's some big cities to big cities, though. I saw that story.
Who is the head of the FAA? Somebody who hates planes?
Probably.
Wants them all to fall
out of the
sky.
Doesn't believe in flying.
Yeah.
No, hates people.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Doesn't believe man was meant to fly.
Actually, there's about 10 positions not even filled yet in that particular.
Yeah, there's all acting.
Right. Not even acting. Some are just none. Some are just none. It's a crazy stat, but people won't pay attention to.
Yeah, you kind of need a regulatory body you can trust in an instance like this.
And not a guy that used to have run Boeing.
Yeah, and what was the term?
Operationally functional.
Suitable, you said.
Suitable. Sorry. Yeah. Operationally suitable.
I'd like to hear something a little more reassuring than
right.
that.
Yeah. Completely good to go. That's what I'd like to hear.
Well, what's wrong with operationally suitable?
I don't want to hear that for a flight.
These are the MAX jets.
Yeah, suitable for operation.
Even without any tweaks.
No, they have fixed. They say that the software fix is operational.
Oh, they have. And they've gone through all the planes.
They haven't put them in planes yet. They're still working on the fix. They say they have the fix. Now they got to install it.
Operationally suitable to me just says good enough.
That's all it means to me. Yeah. Go for it.
And where are they getting that done? Is that being worked on in Wichita?
Well, Seattle? I don't know.
Both places?
All those grounded. All the 737 grounded Southwest flights were somewhere in California to keep them out of the weather, I guess. I know they all flew them. Remember that one guy tried? They tried to fly one there, and they were mad because it was just a guy flying one from Florida there to where they're keeping them, and they were pissed off that got in the air. But they're all bringing them to some place. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
If they are working
on it. Well, that one had a problem.
Right. It had a problem to go back and land, but it was only two guys on the flight just trying to get it to where they want it.
Yeah. And they knew how to fight it if something went wrong?
Well, our pilots are trained better than apparently foreign pilots are. And I do believe that. We've heard that from a lot of
people. But I'd like to hear from somebody working on it that, I'd put my family on a plane now. That's right. I'd like to hear a little more reassurance.
Well, on a plane, yes, but not that plane.
No, that plane.
Oh, okay.
Because those planes are, like it or not, going to go back into commission soon enough.
I know.
The airlines are going to put pressure on the FAA because
it's money.
32 seats.
Right. That's it.
That's money. So I'm just afraid they're going to put those into action before they're supposed to be in action.
Of course they are.
Before they're fully functional.
Of course they are. Too much regulation, Todd. Killing the economy.
Obama's job-killing regulations. How about passenger-killing non-regulations?
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
There's an actual compromise in there somewhere. We have governing bodies for instances like this. So it limits the number of cockroaches that show up in your salad.
There you go. I think it's down to one now.
Yeah.
It's just extra protein, man.
Right. The number of maggots that can show up in your jar of peanut butter.
Oh.
That's why we have
regulatory man, I like peanut
committees.
Butter. Oh, stop it.
Hey, man. You're ruining my smoothie later.
So I was ruining the smoothie last night.
I just get so tired of looking at
that Facebook.
The government. Exactly. Well, you know what? The government isn't whoever you hate in Washington, D.C.
No.
The government is a guy out there pounding the potholes.
Yes.
Fix it.
Yes.
The government is a local. Yes. It's a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
And generally,
it's firemen. It's cops.
Sure, it's a lot of people who actually want to help you.
Right. Well, because they fall for the narrative and they're stupid. That's why. I hate to be blunt about it, but
I want to know, change the subject completely. I want to know if there's competition among road crews.
To see who fills the most potholes?
No, to see who fills them best.
Oh.
And to see which stretch of road didn't get a pothole. I want to know if road crews are driving around saying, see, this is the road that we built. Not like those other freaks that can't build a decent road because it's full of potholes.
They did a better job.
Yes, because
building
they did
the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to know if that is a thing.
Well, all roads, even good roads, there's going to be potholes. That's just the weather.
But you see that some roads aren't as filled as others.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's pride in any job, you know.
But I want to know if they can narrow it down. This is my crew.
This is my hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Either this is my hole.
This is my crew. This is my hole.
Yeah, either this is like my hole or this is my stretcher road. Yeah.
Right.
Very few, negligible on the potholes.
Right. Wow. This is my set of holes. Yeah, we did this stretcher road, and there's no potholes.
Yeah, I want to know if there is that.
And I was the foreman.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. But then you got to identify the guys that aren't doing very well.
My buddy of mine snags some people just all, you know, it's easy to find road crews that aren't doing dick.
And it looks at least.
Right, exactly. And there's like four guys standing around a puddle, and the one dude said, if you look close, that shovel's got a kickstand on it. What a great line.
That's harsh.
It is harsh. It is. But it did look like four lazy guys standing around a pothole. And I understand that's tough work, and thank you, because
absolutely,
there's potholes all around the country now because of the weather.
And that's easy pickings to find some guy.
I know, but it's a funny line now.
Works for the DOT,
standing
in his truck.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's 100 other guys busting their ass.
Oh, yeah. This guy's did have a kickstand.
Right, to get the job right. But I hope there was a little, there's some pride in workmanship. I'm sure there is.
According to the calls, yes. I don't want to put any through because I don't want to disparage anybody else.
Okay.
But there's some hardcore s talking going on between
guys.
Some of the when they come from different agencies.
Oh, I got it.
You know.
Well, it makes sense that there would be.
Yep.
And that's good.
It's great.
That's good. Competition is healthy.
I'm glad people are calling.
Good hole fillers out there.
Great hole fillers.
No, I like the ones who build the roads right in the first place.
No, potholes,
or those.
That doesn't
and
matter,
eliminate
though.
The number of holes that need to be filled.
They
or,
do build
or
the
Or at
roads.
Least keep it to a minimum.
That's not possible. The roads are built perfectly, and potholes happen because of weather. That's just physics.
Well, some bits of road are better than others.
Yeah.
You will find that some are less filled with potholes than others.
We have more roads here in the city, though, but obviously with the floods going on through the Midwest, check out those roads. They can't go anywhere. They're just wiped out.
No, there's nothing you can do about that.
No.
But like the smack talkers on the phone that were just talking to Puss. Yeah, mm-hmm. There are guys who can put together a better stretch of road than the other guys.
Yeah. No, they're better pothole fillers, right, Puss?
No. Either way.
Who's calling?
No, I think they're better about building the roads in the first place.
Building the roads or filling the potholes.
Yeah,
either one.
Little of both, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Those freaks couldn't build a road.
Yeah, except throw in some F-bombs and S-bombs.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to talk like a construction worker.
It is now possible to 3D.
I expected them to be more polite.
Yeah.
I expected them to be gentlemen.
It is possible to 3D print a human heart. Now,
that's stuff. That 3D printing is just
using a patient's
crazy.
Own cells is the key.
But either way, it's just freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
3D
yeah.
stuff is just, it's above our pay grade, but very cool.
So what? They can take a jar of spit and pour it on. Isn't the heart a muscle? Don't you need a muscle?
Yeah. It's a complete heart with blood vessels, ventricles, and chambers grown from a patient's own cells. Reduces the risk of a transplant failing.
So
this thing that they built, it's not a full human-sized heart, closer to the size of a rabbit.
Rabbit heart?
Yeah, but they have figured out that they can do it, and they are moving on.
That's cool.
To see if it'll actually fit and blah, 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 you know, if it'll actually work.
Somebody's going to be the first, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
Because there's not enough hearts out there, obviously.
It is. Out of Niagara Falls, police needed to be called to a memorial gathering to honor a deceased family member. Officers were called to a large fight and quickly got most of the people to leave.
Oh, fight at the funeral?
Yeah. One woman refused to leave, and officers twice had to use force to restrain her after initially giving the name of her sister. Turns out 26-year-old Pleasure Cox was charged... with two counts of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, second-degree criminal impersonation, and lawful possession of the marijuana.
Why criminal person? Who's she impersonating?
Her sister. You can't tell the cops the different name.
Oh, once she got busted, yeah, like Dick
she
Face.
Initially
yeah,
gave the name of her sister. What's your name?
I you should can't use say, that one. Said Dick.
You
Face.
Cannot say Dick Face.
I did, yeah. And the cop was really cool.
Exactly,
because he really could have.
He
not
could
been
have
cool.
charged you,
and I could have said Pleasure Cox. I wish I would have said that. What's your name? Right. Pleasure Cox.
Well, they yeah. added more charges after Miss Cox allegedly was found with a pocket knife after she was jailed at police headquarters.
Oh, you can't bring the pocket knife to police headquarters?
Apparently not.
I'm guessing the cops probably ask you, do you have any weapons on you before they arrest you? And you need to say yes if you do.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
I've never been asked that.
Have you been frisked?
I've never been busted at a funeral either, by the way.
No.
You know? No.
And I've never gone by the name of Pleasure Cox.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gone by the name.
Yeah, it could be something you said behind your back, Todd.
Doubtful.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.